WHO Blood Transfusion Safety Program has been structured to provide the guidance and support to countries around the world, particularly the developing countries, to develop national blood systems which are based on voluntary, non-remunerated blood donation, and also to provide them support to implement national blood plans and improve the safety and the quality and accessibility to blood and blood products for patients requiring transfusion.
On June the 14th, every year, we observe World Blood Donor Day. What is the purpose of this observance?
The World Blood Donor Day has been established by the World Health Assembly, which constitutes all the ministers of health from all countries around the world. And the day signifies thanking the blood donors, the voluntary unpaid blood donors, who have been giving blood for many years to save millions of lives around the world. And this particular day recognizes the role voluntary blood donors play in public health, in saving lives, and also to encourage them to come forward and give blood regularly.
Yes, as you say, millions of people do owe their lives to people they've never met or will never meet, the people who donate blood freely and without any reward. We don't really think about that very often, do we?
Voluntary blood donors who come and give blood, they actually give it of their own will, and they have no expectation of any reward or any material or any other reward. However, as you mentioned, that millions of lives are saved. So this is the importance of safe blood donation, which has been recognized now by the ministries of health across the world. And they are now strengthening the blood systems in countries where blood is still not available or still not safe. And World Blood Donor Day, I must mention, has given a great impetus to these programs and to the awareness in populations around the world for people to come forward, to people to recognize the need for safe blood donation, for people to recognize why patients need to be transfused, and for them to take responsibility to fulfill this need of the healthcare system.
Now, you speak of safe blood. Does that mean to us, not experts, does that mean healthy blood?
Safe blood actually means the blood which is collected from donors who are safe and who are healthy and who are well informed about the need for blood and how the blood is used for saving patients' lives. And a blood which actually does not harm the patient to whom it is transfused. And also addressing the matter of donor own health and safety. So a donor who is properly educated and assessed for suitability to give blood, so that the blood which is safe for him to give and also safe for the patient to whom it is transfused. And I would say there are three primary indicators which can indicate the safety for blood. One is that it is collected from safe, voluntary, well-informed, well-selected blood donors. It is tested in a quality-assured manner for the important infections, and any blood which is found positive is discarded so that only safe blood and screened blood is transfused to patients. And also the blood which is tested and collected is in a quality environment so that the quality of collection of blood and also testing of blood can be assured.
Reading the website, the WHO website, I read that the overwhelming majority of the world's population do not have access to safe blood. And I presume this refers mostly to people in developing countries. Am I correct?
That's right. So there are major challenges in developing countries still to achieve universal access to safe blood and blood products for all patients requiring transfusion. And these challenges are related to either lack of policies or lack of structures and system at national level, and also lack of awareness in communities to understand the need for blood donation, and having fragmented, uncoordinated blood services which are not able to meet the requirements of the healthcare system.
I've been noticing on a lot of posters and on the buses in Rome, actually, that this World Day for Blood Donors is actually reaching out a lot. Do people generally give blood, or are you really trying to encourage more people to give blood?
It's actually both. People do give blood, and currently 92 million blood donations are collected annually. And so the World Blood Donor Day is highlighting the need for blood to be given regularly, and also for new donors to come forward and give blood, because not every donor is able to give very frequently. And even if they give every 6 months, that is something which can definitely help the blood supply in any particular country. So we are asking for donors to become regular donors, and we are also encouraging more and more healthy people to become blood donors.
Now, I understand that every year World Blood Donor Day has a theme. What is the theme this year, and why has it been chosen?
The theme of World Blood Donor Day this year is More Blood, More Life. And it definitely calls for more individuals and more people to come forward and give blood. And also clearly identifies that blood transfusion is saving lives around the world. And more blood donations by healthy people will be able to save more lives of people who are not able to get timely access to blood supply.
Dr. Dhingra, thank you very much. Is there anything you would like to add to that?
I would like to add that the responsibility for providing a safe blood supply in any country, it should be taken by the governments in that country, and there should be less and less dependence on family donors, because family donors are already under extreme pressure to look after the health of their family members. And only through well-established blood systems and government support and commitment, we can collect blood from voluntary donors and collect enough blood which can meet the requirements of all the population who requires transfusion, and will then decrease our dependence on family donation system and even paid donation systems, which are still ongoing in many countries around the world.
Of course, when you say family donors, it's the people who have a family member who needs blood, and in that occasion they are stimulated to give blood themselves, right?
Exactly. When patients are admitted in a hospital and they require transfusion for a particular condition, in a system based on family donation system, the family members are asked to give blood so that blood could be transfused for their patients. And no system which is based on family donation system can have safe and sufficient blood supply around the year, because many patients require more than one or two units of blood, and suitable family members may not be available to give blood all the time. So that, in a way, leads to coercion to family, and also it can then initiate or start a system of paid donation, because the family members, when they are coerced, then go outside and ask other people who are willing to give blood for money. So that's why a family donation system has a hidden paid donation system as well. It has been seen in many countries around the world. So my call is to action to the countries to take their responsibility in establishing blood systems which are totally based on voluntary blood donation. And also my call for action is to the communities around the world to come forward and give blood to save lives.